The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little victories.
Oh, my bad. I forgot our names were up.
So
we're starting and ending the show with little victories every day. New feature on Allie and DZ. I'm so excited about this.
Good morning. What's the word?
It's a way to get our minds in a positive mood, because let's be real. A lot of times it 6 and 10 a.m., you're not in the mood.
Yeah, you know, the day be going and you be not going with it sometimes. So
yeah.
Maybe you got to spin a little something.
You got to spin it into a positive.
Little victories in your life. And if you really just having little victories, we love that.
Even
we love
better.
That for you. Even better. Those are welcome too.
My little victory, and I have swear to God, this feels like a big victory.
What?
Is staying up past 5 p.m. now that the time change has been. I'm not even joking, you guys.
With no nap or just period?
No nap. And just staying awake past the nighttime. I have to leave the house and do stuff in order to stay up.
Yeah.
Because last night we went out to dinner and it was 4:45. And I walked in and I go, why is it so dead? Is it dark out? It was 4:45.
4:45.
Nobody was even off work yet. And I looked at my kids. I go, it's only 4. I thought it was like 7 and we were going out to dinner right now.
I was going to say, how long did it take you to realize that is because people were still doing their jobs?
And then we went to the grocery store after. And I go, why are there so many people here? Oh, it's 5:45.
Now everybody's going to make dinner now.
I felt so dumb. This time change is really messing with me. So little victories. I stayed up past 5 p.m.
Okay.
And went out and left the house, everybody. What about you, DZ?
Well, Allie, let's just pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yeah, tell me what happened this morning. Are you gonna?
I was very late.
That's
very
okay.
Late this morning. And y'all don't know that. We're here. Good
you
morning.
You don't know that DZ just ran in and all flustered.
Y'all don't know that I'm sweating and tired and I need water. And I'm wearing, I don't even know. My clothes do not match.
You're
and I do not
Walmart,
make sense.
You're in your Walmart Sunday best. I love it.
I'm not even in the Walmart Sunday best. I'm going to the corner store real quick and coming right back clothes.
Gas station.
Ain't nobody
gas
seeing
station
yes.
Outfit.
Yes, this the gas station fit and ain't nobody about to see me. We ain't taking no pictures today, Allie. I'll tell you that right now. Over here trying to go
received.
Live.
So but, what happened on the way to work and why is it a little victory? You're late, so why is that a victory?
I'm late, but it's a little victory because I feel like I helped the world a little bit today. We making the world go around. So I'm on my way to work this morning. Like I said, already running late.
Yeah.
When, if you're in the Bayview area, I was on Chase and 6th, right before the interstate.
You had me at Chase because of Target. When you say Chase and Bayview, I know that means we're near Target. And Wendy's. If you know, you know.
My bad. I said the wrong road.
You said Chase Avenue, and all I could think of was Target.
And I don't know why my heart's always at Target, but I was not at Chase.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
I thought you were on Chase Avenue.
I was further down. I was over by the Pick and Save and Home Depot.
Even your heart is with Target when
always.
You're not there.
Okay. Always.
So
okay.
You're not on Chase Avenue.
No,
never mind.
No, I was over there on Morgan and 6th, man, right before the highway.
Back to little victories. Where were we?
right at the corner of this new Chinese buffet that opened up next to Pick and Save, the old Applebee's, yada, yada, right?
Yeah.
Woo! So I'm at the light and I look to my left and I see this lady standing outside of her car, frantic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about panicking.
Oh, no.
She's on the phone. Her hands are flailing. I could tell she looks like she's crying. She's stressed.
Yeah.
Car doors open, wilding. I'm like, I ain't got time for this today. Just pretend like she one of the homeless people and just keep looking straight.
No.
Just keep looking straight, DZ. Do not. And you know my heart said, nah.
Of course. You're the guy that helps everybody.
So I hit the UE.
Oh,
I'm like, are you okay? She says, no. I can immediately tell she's Latina.
Okay, I'm not.
No.
Did you start speaking to her in Spanish?
No, she was speaking English. So I was like, we're going to keep it like this, right?
You said I could tell she was Latina.
But had she been struggling with the language, I would have flipped. You know
that. Yeah, totally.
I could perceive that.
Yeah.
Anyway, digressing.
Fine, digressed.
I'm like, no, you okay? No, my car won't start. She's off at the off ramp. So at any moment, she could possibly be in danger. She's standing basically in the middle of the road. I'm like, no, I got to help.
Yeah.
Like, let's get your car
she's
out of the way.
She's going to get hit.
Let's get your car out of the way. She's like, okay, whatever you got to do, I don't even care. I was like, okay, what's your name? She's like, my name is Wilda. I'm like, okay, Wilda, you on your way to work? Yeah, me too. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. We're going to figure this out. We got to make
the
world.
I'm on the radio. We can start our show whenever we feel like it. Please.
That's exactly what I said to her. That's exactly what I said to her.
Please, girl.
Verbatim.
Yeah, I wish that was the case, but it's not. But anyway.
But I was like, no, let's get you out of here. She's like, okay, I don't know what to do. Oh, she's frantic. I'm like, do you want me to sit in the car and try? She's like, yes, please. I'm just trying to figure it out. I sit in the car. I look. I'm like, okay, it looks like you got power. I'm able to crank the car on.
Yeah.
Ooh. It cranks on, but it doesn't sound good.
And you're a car guy, aren't you?
But I'm not a mechanic. I like cars, but I'm not a mechanic. Okay. Listen, look, my brother-in-law, Phil, car guy.
He's the car guy. Got it.
I like vehicles.
Sure.
I like nice cars.
Noted.
Right? So I'm like, ma'am, I don't really know. I have a little experience with this. It could be a head gasket. If it's cracked, car gone. We had this issue. Our car would, you know, turn on and off randomly. It could be the starter or it could be the alternator. She's like, oh my God, do you think I could make it to work? How far you got to go? All the way to St. Mary's.
She wish you were going to Columbia St. Mary's. Good luck.
No, ma'am.
No, honey.
No,
You're not going to get up the Hohen Bridge, much less across and down it, okay? No.
And it's going to take you double the time to go the back way.
Yeah, so good luck on Kinnickinnick.
I told her straight
up. You ain't going that way either.
You ain't
going
to do it. So
yeah.
I suggested she park it up at the gas station, the little BP right there at the corner. I went, if you can get a ride, please do, because I wouldn't suggest driving this car right now, especially not on the highway.
Get an Uber and figure it out later if you got to get to work.
So waited, made sure she got up into the spot. She's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, don't worry about it right now. That's a tomorrow problem. The little victory is that you got your car here and we can get to work. You and me.
The little victory is you can still get to work.
That's right.
That was a hell of a positive spin there, DZ. I'm impressed.
Because her day was starting off big bad.
That is the worst way to start your day as a car issue. So little victories, you showed up. The little victories, you showed up and helped her.
And that just goes to show, as negative, 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 negative as any experience could be, you flip that switch, it's a positive. She's
absolutely
on her way to work now. I made it to work still. We're
you
all
did.
Good.
We're okay.
She's safe. She didn't get T-boned, rear-ended, or nothing by any of the cars coming off the off-ramp. I'm
You're
thinking,
right.
That's okay. And I didn't have to push a car. Because I was thinking I was going to have to push her. I thought she was out of gas or something. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to sweat.
I've seen you lift a couch over your head. You could do it.
I mean,
it's not impossible.
I lifted a car, too. I wasn't trying to flex like that. But if I needed to put it on my shoulders and bring it to the gas station, I would have.
Well, little victories. That's how we're going to start in the show now, because these things happen. And there's some poor girl who's at her shift at Columbia St. Mary's right now telling everybody this story as well.
Shout out, Wilda.
Wepa. Oh, man. we love yours. You can always text him in. Danny in Oak Creek sent us a voice message yesterday.
What did you say about Danny?
With Danny in Oak Creek sent us a voice message with his little victory.
Ooh.
And I love it. So we're going to start playing those as well. Oh, do you want me to play?
Oh, that's what I thought we was talking about.
Screw it.
I thought, listen, we
you know
acted
what?
This morning.
We
I thought,
are active.
I thought
we're
we was
here.
About to run it.
Little victories. You can always leave us a voice message on the app. If you go listen live to Kiss FM, right next to it, it says send a voice message. So Danny in Oak Creek, let's see what this guy said. I remember yesterday hearing it. What did he say here?
Victories.
Oh. And here it is. Let me read.
You guys bring up little victories.
Hi, Danny.
And this comes from Ted Lasso. You know. Think about fairy tales. They never start or end in a scary forest. It's always in the middle. So, you know, start with a victory, you end with a victory. Danny from Oak Creek.
Hey. Okay, Danny from Oak Creek.
Danny from signed it and everything.
Well, I love Ted Lasso, so that works for me. All right, we're going to do the question of the day coming up next. And eventually, you guys will be joining us on Little Victories like Danny in Oak Creek.
We just got to, you know, train y'all a little
it's
bit.
It's going to take time.
We got to coordinate
time.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, the question of the day.
Okay.
You ready for this?
You know I'm born ready.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, you know, first of all, it's Danison's first birthday, and I did not forget.
No, of course we didn't forget.
Happy
now.
Birthday, Danis!
Yeah, way bye,
so,
papita.
I am changing the question of the day on the fly because of little Danison's first birthday.
Okay, so what's the question of the day?
The question is, we've done it before, we're doing it again because this never gets old. It's about cake.
Ooh.
Favorite birthday cake, go! What kind of cake do you want on your birthday?
I mean,
go! Everybody has a preference, and I'm about to learn about all of you today.
Honestly, though, the thing is, young Danison doesn't have a choice.
He doesn't. He's going to get his head slammed into the cake like he did at the party, right?
We'll let him eat this cake.
Okay. What kind of cake did Danison have at his party?
My wife made it. I believe it was a strawberry vanilla, like strawberry white cake, you know, strawberry filling, and then had sprinkles
was
and frosting.
His smash cake, is that the same one?
Same one, just
because
his own.
When I came into the party a couple weeks ago, because you guys are so damn busy, you had to have it weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
When I walked in, he was already doing the cake because we got there way late. And
y'all got there right on time.
And he was covered in cake, the baby. I looked at Danny. I'm like, oh, little Danny. You're so cute.
Why are messy babies so adorable?
I don't know. Hudson did the same thing when he was one.
Nobody wants to clean them, but they're adorable to look at.
So cute.
All right.
So, okay, what if you have a birthday cake, and we've talked about this before, and I don't care. What kind of cake do you want? I'm buying you a cake, or you're buying somebody. What kind of cake do you want when somebody else is getting your cake?
I mean, this one's a guaranteed, kind of obvious one for me, and it's a tried, true, and forever favorite.
I already know your favorite.
Go ahead.
Tres leches, right? I should have known, DZ.
Squidward laugh on him. Tres leches.
I already knew this about you, actually. Yeah. Why did I ask? Yeah. Your favorite cake, for sure.
Of all time, tres leches.
Absolutely. I respect. It's funny that I'm even bringing this up, because I don't know why I didn't say this first. Owen made a cake for the first time last night just for fun because he wanted to. I should have brought it for Danny.
I was going
to
say, no, he made Danny a cake. There was no way that was a coincidence. Oh, no. The universe was just saying, here's a cake.
That's why we went to the store. He made me go to the store after dinner so we could pick out a cake mix, because Owen is obsessed with baking because he likes to eat.
Nah, I mean, and bacon is delicious.
When you're 13, it's a great way to learn how to use the oven, and I support it, man.
You going
to
get him an easy bake?
Hell no.
Nah, we're using a big bake around here.
But he picked chocolate with chocolate. We got a chocolate cake, and chocolate icing is what he cooked last night. I'm sorry I didn't bring you any. I should have.
Okay. Just save me a piece.
I will. So my favorite cake.
Yep.
I am so simple. Usually it's like a white with chocolate icing. And I'm talking like the basic Betty Crocker, like yellow cake.
It's yellow. I was going to say, it's the yellow cake.
Not the white. I don't want the white.
Yellow sponge. Moist. I know where you at. Moist.
It's got to be moist.
Yeah, whoever hates that word, we're sorry.
And
don't matter.
Some of that chocolate. Slathered. Oh.
Not lathered, not slathered, slathered.
I'm so simple. Mm-hmm. Like when I was bigger, I used to make that and eat that all the time. I would make a yellow cake with chocolate icing and I would destroy it.
So growing up.
Oh, so good.
Growing up, my dad, and I know that this is a cake that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
My dad used to work for this like cookware company, Lifetime, right? Lifetime Cookware.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go and do these demonstrations in people's homes about how good this cookware is. He was a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
We would go with him from time to time. I would go with him. We didn't have childcare. I thought I was just going to work with my dad. No, we were just broke.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
He couldn't pay to watch.
Hey, you're selling cookware.
Come on,
let's
man.
Let's go.
You cute, come on.
Have you seen how many times Owen and Hudson were in the studio when they were little because I didn't have childcare?
Exactly.
It happens.
So my dad would be in these people's homes like cooking a meal in these pots and pans to prove how good it is, and he would make a full dessert. And this man would make this upside down
those are phenomenal. Pineapple upside down cake, dude. Oh my God.
I remember my first experience with one of those cakes.
So good.
Changed my life.
It would.
And it's by no means my favorite cake, but for whatever reason, one of them cakes, let them pineapples caramelize. Ooh.
I will say I love a good carrot cake.
Yeah.
When I go to Cheesecake Factory, I don't like cheesecake. I get carrot cake. Isn't that funny?
Listen, carrot cake is top tier.
I am not a cheesecake person, never have been. April in Allenton texted in and she said Tres Leches cake, but her son Caleb says funfetti and his birthday is Saturday. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Yo, yes, sir. Happy early.
Courtney texted in. She said, give me all the dirt cake or a Eclair no bake cake. Okay, Courtney, I know I've met you before, Courtney, and I'm glad you text in, but you're keeping all of it. I don't want any of the dirt cake or my ex-mother-in-law made me a dirt cake.
You don't like dirt
one
cake?
Of the first years I was dating my ex, and we went over there, and she's like, "I made you a dirt cake." I'm like, "What the hell's dirt cake?"
I love dirt cake.
Wasn't into it. Not a pudding, not an eclair kind of girl when it comes to cake. No. Well,
and then I feel that does open the discussion to whether people feel like flan is a cake, because some people might say flan, but that's more of like a pudding type style. We've had these discussions before.
Mm, Kelly in Sussex said red velvet with a yummy buttercream frosting. Okay, we're all going to be at the cake section
Can I be
we're
antagonistic on the red velvet though, just for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do whatever you want.
Red velvet ain't nothing but chocolate with red food dye in it. I'll stick to that and I'll fight you on it.
Is that right?
That's what I was told and that's what I believe.
But it's the cream cheese, I bet.
It's got to be the cream.
Wait, so red velvet
ain't nothing but chocolate.
You're right, it doesn't taste any different.
It's nothing but chocolate with red. It's a mental thing. It's like the M&Ms. If you're picking out the red ones to eat, it's because you think the red ones are better.
Yeah, head's exploding right now.
You just like the red 40.
My head's... The red Mad Dog. My head's exploding.
The Mad.
I thought you said 40. I thought
I
alcohol.
The color. Like blue number 8, red 40.
No, I don't know. I don't number colors. Yeah, you had me at 40. Like pour some out for your homies.
40. I respect that too, though, dog. I mean, I ain't mad at you.
Did I grow up during the Gangsta Lean phase, or did I grow up during Gangsta Lean? Okay, if you know, you know.
This is the part where we retell y'all the question, and then we get up out of here.
The question is, what's your favorite type of cake? And we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question is, what is your favorite type of cake? Because today is Danison's first birthday. Little Danny, DZ's 1-year-old. What
official.
A big day. You have a 1- and a 3-year-old. Congrats.
We are in the thick of it officially, y'all. Pray for us.
You got this. If I can get through it, you can get through it. I believe it.
No, that's facts.
I think.
I think we got this. Because we got you to help.
I don't remember anything, but I think you can get through it.
I don't need to remember at all. I just need them to survive it, baby.
Fair. Janessa's,
and us too.
And you too. Janessa. Is in Janesville, though. Let's go to her first. Hi, Janessa.
Morning. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about your favorite type of birthday cake. What is it?
Well, I get it from a grocery store, actually. So it's from Schnucks.
Buttercream.
She's very specific.
This is like the Costco cake, people. Yep. She's like, it's got to come from Schnucks, which I didn't even know still existed, and it's got to be buttercream.
Or like Aaron with the bunk cakes talking about it's got to be. Yeah.
Oh, so, because I went and got Aaron.
Mm-hmm. You know how it goes.
Since I am near the bunt cake place quite a bit in Brookfield.
Yep, nothing bunk cakes.
Thank you. I grabbed her raspberry lemonade one day. Yeah.
Those are delicious.
Because DZ said Aaron likes those.
Okay. So wait, what did you say your favorite was? She said, buttercream
from Schnucks.
Buttercream.
Very specific. Okay, Janessa.
All right, I'm going to have to try it. Or you can bring us one.
Hey, thanks, Janessa.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Anthony from Kenosha texted in and said, I go to Chicago every year and get a cannoli cake. It's got cannoli cream and strawberries, worth the drive.
What's a cannoli cake? Hold on.
Well, you know what cannolis are,
right?
So I'm assuming they just make a cake out of the cannolis and like stack them like donut cakes, maybe, or maybe they're inside of it. I don't know, Anthony. Tell us more by texting more.
Yeah, I couldn't picture it, man. I was thinking it's a variation. I was imagining a giant cannoli that you cut into like slices of a cake or something.
Okay, Trish in Milwaukee texted in and said, okay, this might seem dumb that I Googled it, but I thought it was just chocolate too until I wanted to make it from scratch. It's both vanilla and chocolate with a touch of tang from buttermilk. Is that a type?
Tang from buttermilk.
Is she talking about the red velvet, or are we talking about a totally different cake?
I'm assuming it's got to be the red velvet because they're trying to correct me. I was told there was just chocolate with red in it.
Let's go to Lori, who is the OG at Timmerman Airport near Brown Deer. She's so funny when she calls in. Let's hit her up. She left Owen a cake for his birthday. It was the nicest thing ever.
Facts.
Uh-huh.
Buenos dias. Good morning, my friend.
Buenos dias.
Lori, what's your favorite type of birthday cake? Go.
My favorite, I'm going to shout out my cousin Margie Story. She's even been on the news.
Margie.
It is a chocolate peanut butter cake. It is a chocolate cake with a peanut butter buttercream frosting makes everything by scratch.
Oh my God.
With a chocolate drizzle with mini Reese's cups on it.
It
is amazing.
Lori, wow.
I had chocolate peanut butter cups at my wedding. You just triggered a memory. I had nothing. I didn't have cake. I had cupcakes.
That's good.
And I had different flavors, and one of them was a same chocolate so good.
Allie, you know, like when somebody describes something and you could taste it as they're describing it?
Yeah.
Lori. That's what Lori just did. I'm going, I just know that cake is just delicious.
She just made one for my birthday last month for me.
Yeah.
It's on my Facebook page. There's a picture of it. It is just spectacular to look at. The cakes, her cakes are amazing tasting. Mm. They're amazing looking. She does weddings, quinceañeras, everything. She is amazing.
Lori on the grind.
Lori's like, don't mind me. Let me
shout out Cuzzo.
Shout out Margie. I can bake a cake and I can decorate it, but she is so talented. It is amazing.
Margie be whipping.
We hear you. We hear you, Lori. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your favorite cake because I support it, girl. Have a good day, Lori.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you back. Bye.
I figured it out on the text messages. They are talking about the red velvet cake.
Okay.
Because Natalie in Menominee Falls sent in and said, red velvet cake has a unique flavor profile. It's described as a combination of vanilla, chocolate, and a subtle tanginess. The cocoa powder in the cake gives it a hint of chocolate flavor, while the buttermilk and vinegar add a slight tanginess.
Mmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let y'all have that one.
We still think red velvet cake is just red dye, but okay.
You win. Y'all beat me up today. I ain't fighting y'all.
Well, they're saying they Googled it. And you know, everything's true on Google.
Google's never wrong.
Trish said yes. She was talking about it. Thank you for clarifying, you guys. All right. Sean's in West Bend. About to be
Sean,
father of twins.
Big Sean now.
I just found out due date December 3rd, baby. Ooh. You
my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do.
Hi, Sean.
Howdy.
Less than a month till chaos when your twins arrive.
T-minus. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're originally the week of Thanksgiving, but I don't think anybody wants to do it on Thanksgiving, so they just pushed it a week.
They said, y'all mind if we just set it back a couple days?
They said, let's cook the turkey a little more before we take the turkeys out.
See, I got a trip to
everybody
get to.
Everybody wants to hunt, probably.
And I said, we got a trip to get to, and we got a Black Friday to shop for.
And Dear Widows weekend before that, so we're busy.
Yeah,
fine.
Busy.
Sean, what's your favorite type of birthday cake?
My favorite, I don't know if it's considered a birthday cake, but I like pound cake.
Y'all, stop it.
Why am I five?
This man is being serious right now.
Why am I five?
That was my very first birthday cake when I was a baby.
Pound down.
I do love pound cake.
Pound cake. Pound cake.
That's what I meant.
Pound cake.
Oh, wow.
Sean, oh, wow.
Don't act like you don't know about pound cake with twins, okay? I'm just saying, dude.
That's why I have twins coming.
All that cake.
Yep. Pretty much.
Oh, love it.
Nancy and Racine texted in and said, but Walmart marble cake with whipped for my kids. Ooh. And then Anna in Milwaukee said, Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Ooh, I was waiting for somebody to pull up with the ice cream cake. Sean, I thought it was going to be you, but no, my man said, okay.
Not a fan of ice
cream. I am on Aaron's
cake.
Bandwagon, though. I do like raspberry lemonade as well.
Oh, yum. From the bunk cake.
The bunk
place.
Cakes, Milton Book.
Joe in Burlington texted in the ice cream cake as well. Look at you guys. Here they come, all the ice cream cake people.
Shout out to y'all.
All right.
And shout out to you, Sean.
You're going
to
need it.
All right.
Let us know if you need help.
You will.
I got a lot of birthdays in the span of like 1 month.
Yeah,
so
well,
a lot of birthday cakes we got to make.
Actually,
we got you.
Never mind. Don't let us know nothing, Sean.
Don't
we'll talk to you
I'm
later.
Busy.
Bye. Bye.
The month of December? We're busy. Come on. It's the holidays. No thanks.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what is the problem today?
Well, I got a problem.
Oh, are you really, are you going there?
I'm going to go there.
Oh.
Yeah, Allie, I'm flipping it. Yep, we're going there.
For your wife on this one?
No, not exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
On our son's 1 year birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday, Danison.
Happy birthday, baby boy. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm coming for my wife, man. And it's a laundry problem. So I know my folk gonna relate and maybe even have a solution for me. Y'all may or may not have heard me talk about our laundry woes before on this show.
Your laundry woes. Dun, dun, dun. If we have to have a laundry segment on this show, we will if it becomes too much of a problem.
Listen, you know how easy it is for us to make a show segment. But, man, I was so late this morning that I was just grabbing stuff off the rack, ripping things off.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, it's going to be cold outside. I need a hoodie. So I grab a hoodie, little sweatshirt, and I'm thinking I'm good, I'm clean. And then as I'm driving, I'm feeling these little, like, I don't know, fuzzies all over me.
I'm actually filming it right now so we can put it on social so people can see what you're upset about.
I'm seeing white fuzzies all over my beard as I'm driving. I'm like, what is going on, man?
Yeah.
I get to work finally. I look in my hoodie. I've got dang tissue paper remnants that went through the wash. Why, you might ask? Because my wife is notorious for leaving her tissue papers inside of pockets.
And this is what happens. This is what happens. I'm zooming in on it.
Yeah.
Little pieces of paper stuck in your clothes now because your wife put tissues or paper.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a tissue. It's a Kleenex.
And this brings us to what would DZ do, everybody? Because how do we fix this?
Because
how do we get him out?
What should DZ do? How can DZ do? Or what could I even, man? I've been trying to pick these out for forever. They're everywhere, too. And they are hard. This is a Sherpa material for those that are not watching. You know what I'm saying? So it's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, try to take one of them hairs out.
Seriously,
try to take one of them hairs out from the hood or hairs. Try to take
one
of them fuzzies out.
One of the pieces of paper. So the paper is fully...
It's encrusted. I don't know what else to call it. It's basically woven into the Sherpa material now.
Okay,
and I love that coat, man. I love that coat.
Okay, but hold on. I feel like we can fix it. I feel like the issue is that it's...
They're everywhere. It's all on the inside.
It's everywhere.
You haven't even looked on the inside yet.
Wait, there's more on the inside? Hold on here.
I feel like I already took the main big strips that I was finding.
I'm only on the outside. I'm only on the hood.
You're only looking at the hood,
okay,
fam.
Okay, hold on here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, does she do this all the time?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And then what do you do? Do you complain or do you just...
Normally, I just take them off, wipe them, whatever, but this is different. That material sucks. I need advice on how to get it out of the Sherpa, basically, because when it's on a regular t-shirt, you just smack the arm.
She's like,
do the wipe off and then it's good.
You have to pull off every single one of these little white things, which is the problem.
There's hundreds inside of that.
And they don't, it doesn't look like there's that many, but they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, this is annoying.
And like I said, I've already peeled off the big pieces. Now I got all the tiny annoying pieces. What
Aaron,
do I do that can
annoying,
get that?
You're not annoying, but this is annoying. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And I'm not coming for my wife.
Oh my
it
God,
is what
I'm gonna
it
be
is.
Here all day picking these out with my nails for you.
Oh, and guess what? Now when it's in my hair, who's got to deal with that? Me. Oh,
because they get stuck in your hair.
I call it what it is. My hair is basically Sherpa too.
Come on.
my beard and on my head.
Come on.
It's just gonna get stuck everywhere.
They're like
everywhere.
Yeah, and when it's like a zoom in and you see how many more there are, you don't think there's that many, and then you're like, oh no.
They're microscopic.
Okay, well that was fun. I'm not picking those out. Here
Thank
we go.
You. I appreciate
Have
all you did.
Day.
You,
Have a great day.
Hey,
I pulled three out.
You helped the cause.
I'm busy now.
Oh wow.
I did as much as I can, DZ.
Wow.
I did as much as I can. Okay, so wait. So what should DZ do? Is this to either, do we want advice on how to get them out?
Yeah.
Or do we want advice on how to get your wife to stop?
No. That ship
That's
is,
never
that
stop.
Ship has sailed. No, I've conformed to that. But
okay.
How do I get it out of this Sherpa, man? This sucks. Any other material,
yeah.
It is what it is. It's not going to stick like that. To this, it's basically clinging, sticking, and becoming part of it.
Okay, you can text or call 414-533-1037. Now that works for texting or calling. Sign your name if you text in like Haley. She said off topic, but DZ, I love how you say regular.
Appreciate you.
And then somebody right above that said, the sticky tape pet hair rollers will take them off. I put tissues in my pockets too. Then right below that, somebody said, DZ, throw the wife away. Now I'll fight you.
All right,
see,
what you trying
I'll
to do? You want to catch these hands?
Now I'll fight you.
Chill
you
out.
Can't say that about Aaron.
They were joking.
I don't care. I'm not even married to her. Now I'm mad. It's probably Aaron. It's probably Aaron texting in her damn self. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Tom from Waukesha said, do the tape thing like pet hair, but use duct tape.
Duct tape.
That's what Tom in Waukesha said. Okay, well, received.
That's aggressive.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You might pull out the Sherpa on that one, honestly.
Well, I did ask for advice. I just didn't know it was going to be duct tape aggressive. All right. I'll receive.
Let's pull up David in Maguanago. We'll start with him this morning.
David?
Who I didn't even realize we're following each other on Snapchat. I'm so
like
brand new. David, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to let Connor do the talking today.
Oh, sorry. Little David.
Little David. We got little David on the
little
line.
Little David's on the phone. Connor, are you talking or no?
Yes, I will be talking.
Oh,
at least, okay.
The floor is yours, young, and talk to me.
What should DZ do about this paper being stuck in his jacket from his wife running it through the wash?
Call it what it is. It's a used tissue. At least it got washed.
What do you think, Connor?
I mean, you can use a fabric shaver.
A huda whatter?
A fabric shaver? What do you know about this, Connor? Huh? What's a fabric shaver?
I don't know. They
said, I don't know. My parents buy these things on as seen on TV, and I just use them. I don't know.
No, you can get it on Amazon. It's a little device that's got little holes in it and a little blade that goes around, and it literally, like, if you have like an Under Armour polo and it gets those little pulls in it.
Those pulls in it. Oh, the fabric pulls.
Okay, wait, hold on though. Oh. I got one of these for my carpet once and it ruined it.
No.
Like you try to, it was like,
you're not,
it's like a, oh, I'm not doing
you have
it
to
right?
Pull it tight.
Oh, Connor, thank you.
Pull it tight,
no, this was a... This was
and you can't push down on it.
I don't think I have what you're talking about. I think I had something way worse.
Well, you probably had one for the rug that was doing too much.
And it sucked.
It's one for clothes that maybe has softer blades or something. Better.
So you don't ruin it.
Better engineering. I don't know.
Okay.
I like the idea, though.
I'm into it.
A fabric shaver. I've never thought of one.
Well, Connor and Maguanago, thank you for sharing.
Great idea, Connor. Appreciate you.
And
David,
you need to tell us the next time because Connor's not getting the theme song.
Oh, that's all good.
All right,
he got to get his own, man. He got to call 5 days.
Have a great day.
Hey, Connor will have his own theme song next Monday. He'll be in the starting lineup at the game.
Oh, snap. Hey, we're going to see y'all there.
Oh, he's going to the Bucks game.
Yeah,
nice. You better be over there.
Oh, don't have me getting punked on there by a kid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll see you there.
Oh,
y'all
bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye, you guys. Bye. By the way, DZ, your wife texted in. I'll save that for the end.
Uh-oh.
She has a response.
Allie, am I in trouble?
And I will save it for the end.
Blink twice if I'm in trouble.
I'm not telling. You know what? I have to.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm blinking twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm actually blinking 19 times. You're
that's
in
a
trouble.
Lot of blinks. I think that's a lot of
Amanda
trouble.
Amanda and Kenosha texted in and said, I wonder if you soak the Sherpa in like a tub of water and then combed out all the tissue balls and maybe that would work. But I do think the inside of the Sherpa is a lost cause. That's time consuming.
Like hair. Because Sherpa, like I said, Sherpa's kind of like hair. Wet, comb through. Do I need to use conditioner? Should I shampoo and lather, rinse, wash, and repeat?
I don't know. Let's ask Kyla in Sheboygan. She's next.
Good morning, Kyla.
Hi, Kyla.
Good morning.
All right. Before I get to Aaron's text to DZ.
Good morning. What's
I know.
Up?
I'm excited for that part.
I'm not even blinking. I'm batting both eyes like crazy.
Eyes just watering because you're holding them open. You don't want to blink.
You're wide-eyed.
You were so terrible, man. What's your advice, Kyla?
So I'm kind of with the previous callers on the shaver, but I think those ones are more for like those little like fabric balls. This, you can just use like a regular like disposable razor on the Sherpa and get it off. Mm. It'll take the tissue off. In the long run, start doing loads separately because that's what I do in my house. You leave things in your pockets, it ruins your clothes, not mine.
Actually, I don't hate that idea because we do have a lot of laundry now, so it will make sense to do all the boys together.
Yep.
Then, right. It works for us because of how much laundry we actually do have.
I ask for advice. That's advice.
Separate laundry.
I'll send you a link for this fabric shaver thing because it's a real thing.
Wait.
Like couches and pepper and things like that too. They have all different kinds.
Listen, we have so many Amazon links in our text right now, which is cracking me up. Like I'm laughing right now because of all the links people are sending.
Kyla, stack yours on top. Forget it. Go ahead. We appreciate you.
Bye, Kyla.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Francis from Lac du Flambeau said, DZ, bro, LOL, I know you wouldn't want to rewash the clothing, but I had to rewash it with fabric softener and dry it, and the stuff should come off after you dry it. It worked for me. I had an ex who would leave stuff in the pockets when I would wash.
Ooh. Rewashing it?
Uh-huh.
You know that messes your clothes up more and more. And again, that's a sensitive fabric. It's Sherpa. I'm not trying to ruin it.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like y'all are just giving me suggestions to ruin it.
Bob and Kenosha said, sometimes you need to take the L and go into prevent mode. I have a 4-compartment hamper, and my wife has her own. She's terrible about laundry and doing it separately. It's better than me just being frustrated. So they've separated it with hampers. That's how he deals with it.
We might need to separate laundries.
Gavin's in West Bend. We'll go to him next. He's got his own theme song. One of our newest theme song winners called 5 days in a row. Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks. The solution to this predicament is to do your own darn laundry.
Dang.
Avoid the whole
thing. He snapped. So this is on me.
Yeah.
And this is on me.
You're right. Yes, it is on you. Gavin said, do it yourself. Yes, yeah.
Respectfully.
I didn't have any respect when I said it. I said, just do it your own self.
Gavin wasn't saying respect for you. I'm mad that this is now the cross that y'all put me on. Said, yeah, you're going to have to do your own laundry separate, Papa. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's
all
saying.
All right, fine, Gavin.
Fine, Gavin. Thank you.
Yep.
Later.
See you guys.
Peace.
Sandy texted in and said, duct tape works, and so do lint rollers. Also, put it in the dryer. It takes it right off. We wish, Sandy, if that was the case, we wouldn't have this problem.
I'm going to try the duct tape. I think that's a good idea. Might try regular tape first.
Did I read Amanda and Kenosha's? Sherpa's a lost cause. That's time consuming.
I think you did, and I just ignored it the first time. Why'd you have to read it
again? I'm sorry. Kim texted in, DZ, I would try getting it wet or throwing it through the washer. Take it out while it's wet. Then take like a fine-tooth comb and comb through it.
Y'all going to have me out here picking my Sherpa like an afro, bro.
No, because I can now finally read your wife's text.
What did my baby say?
She said, I'll pick them all out myself and then a period. Signed Aaron. You're in trouble.
I got to go make a
goodbye.
Call.
Good luck. It's a very big day on this show. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Not only are we giving away a trip to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. Yes, it's back. We're doing that. You're entered just by listening to our show for 1 hour on the Odyssey app. Listen live. You're already listening. You might as well tune in. Hello.
All that. I mean, realistically.
1 hour. You can listen throughout the day if
Boom.
You want.
Entered.
Listen throughout the day. 1 hour somewhere in the day gets you an entry.
Yep.
Good luck. The
easy.
Odyssey app's free.
Easy, easy.
Mm-hmm. Just search up Kiss and listen for an hour. Simple. Enter to win a trip to see Taylor in Vancouver on December 8th.
Just like that?
But that's not why it's a big day at this radio
station. Partly. But today is a huge day.
It's huge because it's November 13th, 2024, everybody.
And a year ago today, y'all, our baby boy, Danison, was born. We got a 1-year-old now.
Oh, happy birthday, Danison.
Danison Christopher,
okay,
man.
Let's
wow.
talk about the name and let's reset because you and I have talked about it. We talked about it when he was born, but let's talk again about where Danison comes from.
Yeah.
Because it's such a unique name to me. I love it, but we call him Danny, but Danny. You're Daniel.
I'm a Daniel.
That's why DZ is Daniel. It's his initials.
D.
Hilaire.
Yes. D
so,
is for Daniel.
So your wife calls you Daniel.
Yeah, my wife.
Dan.
She does
I can't
me.
Call you Dan. I cannot. There's just no way. You're DZ. But where did Danison, is this, what? Where did it all come from? Explain it
so,
to me.
So, low key, I kind of wanted a junior.
You were going to do Daniel Jr.
And not necessarily. Mm-hmm. We always wanted to do a spin. And Junior just felt like something so easy. Mm-hmm. Just done.
It is.
The second, if you will.
And we don't do juniors. And, you know, I grew up very Jewish and religious. I was telling my kids this. You know, we don't do juniors in the Jewish religion.
Yeah. I had no clue.
They have this. I was told when I was a kid, there was a fear that like God would take the wrong one first. I don't know if that's the real reason or somebody told me that and it just stuck with me, but that was, we don't do juniors. We use the first initial.
And then create.
And then create, name someone after someone.
Oh, today years old. Today years old.
So like
real.
My sister, Jenny Renee, is named after our aunt Rose. Get it?
Got it.
Renee,
Rose.
See,
boom.
And that's, but again, it's every culture and religion's different how you do it. So wait,
I see
so
it.
But tons of people do juniors. How many junior? Are you a junior?
I'm not a junior.
Oh, because your father's Angel.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
They used to call me Angel Junior. They used to tell me my middle name was Angel because we look so much alike, right?
Right
I was
right.
a junior growing up, basically.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have a middle name.
You don't?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Speaking of names,
yes, but Danison.
Danison, first name Danison, and the breakdown is because since my name is Daniel and he is my son, my family calls me Danny. Danny son, put the two together, Danison.
Danison,
if you're saying it in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, if you're just saying it, Danison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to keep it English. if you're keeping it English.
I just call him the cutest thing ever, and baby Danny. And he's one today, and that's how you came up with Danison.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. And what about Sammy?
So, Sammy was actually named after a cousin of mine who passed away. Unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
A young brother taken too early from this world due to some violence and Just wanted to honor him. He was a really amazing individual, somebody that being so young, I actually really admired, because watching him grow up was insane. He was the baby out of the crew and the cousins. And all of a sudden, he grew up and he was like 6'7". And we're like, all right, we can't punk you no more, Sammy.
And Sammy's a Samuel.
Yeah.
We just call him Samurai for fun.
Samurai for fun. Samurai for fun.
I would be down if you changed his name to Samurai.
That's his nickname for sure. Yeah. Young Samurai.
Dude, so you have a one-year-old, a three and a one-year-old.
Three and a one-year-old.
How does it feel now? I mean, you are in toddler dad mode. You are living the life I have been through.
Yeah.
And it's interesting watching you go through it, you know, and kind of seeing it on the back end, because it's a blur for me.
And honestly, we're stacked at kind of like the same age break too.
Yeah.
Right?
I have two, they're minor 2 years apart. It's exactly the same.
Literally the same. Mm-hmm. So for me, it feels like it's happening so fast. They're growing up so quick. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they're three and one, and I'm looking at today going, no.
They were just born.
They were both just born.
You feel like Sammy was just in the hospital in the NICU when you went through it. He was premature. And
for those 2 months.
That was like 3 years ago.
That just happened, and we're going, no. It didn't just happen.
Yeah.
It's been a number of years then, and a lot of things have happened since. And honestly, I'm just kind of like, not in shock, but just taken aback by how things go so quickly.
How fast life goes. I agree with you.
And everyone says that. When you're a kid, everyone, oh, you don't.
No.
All of a sudden, it's going, and I'm in the middle of it, and I'm like, whoa, son, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but watching these boys grow up, it's a different experience. Because I'll tell you what, unless I got a good enough reason to leave the house, I want to be at home with them.
Yes. They're everything, right?
Yeah.
They're fun and they're cute. And even though they're a pain sometimes, when they look at you and smile and hug you and kiss you, it makes it all worth it. And you're like, oh.
They're Sour Patch Kids, but I love Sour Patches.
Yeah, we all do. I get it, dude. Parenting. You give them the world and they crap on you, man. But you continue to love them.
Man.
And then one day they become adults and you just hope to God they're good human beings and you still have a relationship. I swear to God, that's me summing up parenting for you.
Swear. Hey, fingers crossed, we're looking good so far. And Danny, as far as being 1 year old, he's on a good path.
There's tons of time to mess it up, trust me.
But hey, so far, so good.
We got this. Well, facts. Happy birthday to your 1 year old, Danison.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you. Really
Danny,
appreciate it.
November 13th, the day. Are we ready for Am I the Jerk?
I believe so. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, we got the submission. You can always submit them or email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. I had to write her and ask more questions.
Mm-hmm. It was like that.
Because I was like, wait a second.
So we are ready, though.
We are ready for Am I the Jerk.
let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We'll name her Michaela because she made it very clear she did not want her name used.
Copy, Michaela.
And when I read this, I went, something's not, the math ain't mathing, but let me read it
I'm
for you.
I'm bad at math already, so, well, here we go.
All right, Michaela said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not bringing a present to a kid's birthday party?
Yes. Have a good day, Michaela.
Hold on, though. I agree, because when I first read that, I went, where are we going with this? I had to read more, and this is where it becomes appalling, and it starts to make sense.
Let's not make predetermined judgments without hearing the facts.
She said, my daughter, who's 13, was invited to a friend's birthday party.
Okay.
The party was at a bowling alley 30 minutes from where we live. There are two bowling alleys in town.
So.
I don't know why that makes a difference. I had to pay, maybe there was one closer. Who knows? There are two bowling alleys in town. I had to pay for my kids' bowling and shoes, and no food or cake was served. This was around 6 p.m. on a Friday night.
Okay, dinner time.
Am I the jerk for not bringing a gift? Please keep me anonymous. So I named her Michaela. So then I replied, okay, because she wrote us on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was
said,
too short.
I said, hold on.
Not enough info, mama.
I said, I got questions.
Yeah.
I said, did you know there was no cake and food being served before you went to the party?
Mm-hmm.
What made you show up with no gift?
Because
to me, I'm thinking you would have gotten there and then discovered it.
And been like, why ain't y'all? Wait, what? Right.
So Michaela wrote me back yesterday and said, yes, we were told told there would be no food served and to bring money for bowling.
Also, it's more like a hangout.
So her daughter gets invited to a 13th birthday party 30 minutes from where they live. They're told, we're not serving food at 6 p.m. on a Friday, so it's dinner time.
Yep.
And that you have to pay for bowling.
And you're about to spend hours there, so you know these kids are going to be hungry. And kids are hungry all the time.
I'm irritated by this. What the hell?
Yeah.
You should... So I'm with you. Was it just kids hanging out?
It was a hangout. It was a hangout party. They didn't want to do nothing official. They probably couldn't get in nowhere, and this was the only bowling alley in town that had an open slot to fit however many kids was going. They did an impromptu party. There was no cake and no food because they did an impromptu party, and they didn't want to pay that party price.
I know how to go to Costco and pick up, or Walmart and pick up a cake, and I know
slide
how,
in.
And even pick and save, and then I know how to go pick up pizza and have it ordered within and within 10 minutes. But I can get on my phone and order pizza, so that's nonsense.
I'm not coming to bat for this, but let me play the
and
other side.
And bowling alleys have food, by the way.
Thank you.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you can't bring it in. You got
words out of my mouth. They got food at the bowling alley. The only thing and the least you could do is, you know, bring your own little cake or cupcakes, whatever, because they usually don't have a bakery. But bowling alleys normally got some pizza. Trust
always.
Me. I worked at JB's in Sheboygan for years.
But we
made pizza.
It tastes like the frozen ones, but you eat it and you like it.
Hey, no, I got down in the kitchen. Don't put some respect on my name. The pizzas when I was making them were different.
Fine.
Boston.
Fine, but.
But. Digressing.
Michaela.
They have food. They have options.
Michaela, so I don't, this makes no sense. I'm listening.
Hear me out.
Yes, I'm listening.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they had the full means to go all out for a birthday party. Doesn't mean that they had financial stability to pay for all these kids, also get a cake, also go do a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're operating under the construct that Michaela's going, they had a birthday party. They should have had stuff for these kids. I'm not about to bring a present if my kids already got to go bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the spirit. That's not the spirit here. A little card,
mm-hmm.
a little thoughtful something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy a present, but just, you know, a $5 gift card on top of the $10, $15 you're already about to spend in bowling. Now, I get it. That's $20 right there.
Okay.
But it's the thought. And even if you didn't give them a gift card, a card would have sufficed to just say, hey, thinking of you, love you, happy birthday, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, well, then Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, not the jerk, bowling alleys are not cheap anymore. It's the price of the gift.
They're
not? So she said,
it's not 50 cents a game, too?
Dude.
It's not 50 cents no more?
The last time I went bowling, they were like, oh, $94.32. I went, excuse me? And I go, are you joking? They were like, and they go, and we're the cheapest alley in the Waukesha County. And I went, what the hell? Like, I'm not even kidding. Bowling is not cheap anymore, for the record.
Well, with that updated knowledge. Ugh.
But I will still bowl every day of my life because I love, I own my own ball. Come on, I don't mess around with bowling.
One?
Two.
Thank you.
Two balls. Thank
and
you.
Shoes.
And shoes.
It probably got a shirt somewhere, too. Full fit.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
My balls and shoes.
So you get this bowling aspect mm-hmm. from a different perspective.
But then you don't throw a party and you don't invite other kids or you don't even call it a birthday party.
It's not.
Like you just say, hey, my 13-year-old's going to hang out with their friends. Bring your own money. Because this is crazy.
Fam, they're 13. These kids don't want a party anyway. Everything they're doing is called the hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it is a party. They're just going, if you want to have some little get together with your friends, fine. Bring your little friends. Tell them where to go. But they got to pay for themselves because I'm not paying for all y'all.
Michelle in Milwaukee said, don't call it a birthday then. Not a jerk. It's all over the place.
What are we going to call it if it's their birthday?
Yeah. And then so many texts are all over the place. Some people are saying, jerk, whole situation is odd, but she RSVP'd.
I didn't think
that her daughter would be there and knew the parameters. Yep. Oh, that's a fact.
That is a fact.
She did agree knowing. Lainey in Oak Creek said, yes, she's a jerk because she's taking it out on the 13-year-old. Oh, another... Oh,
I didn't think that.
I didn't think about it like that. They're Mm-mm. saying that you should be taken out on the parents.
course of action, right? Due to relation.
All right, let's open the phones and we'll take your calls, texts, and your voice messages from the app. We'll take them next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Michaela wrote in, asked to be anonymous. We changed her name because her 13-year-old got invited to a birthday party, mm-hmm. and it was on Friday night at 6 p.m. There was no food.
Or cake.
Or cake, and they had to pay for their own bowling, and it was 30 minutes away, and so she was like, am I the jerk for not bringing a gift to this party I had to pay for?
Have you never been to a party where you got to pay your own way?
Mm.
Like, these things get expensive.
Not
especially
lately.
When you do excursion stuff. I remember being a kid and being told, send your kid with $20.
Birthday etiquette has changed because we're so over the top and obnoxious with it sometimes.
Everybody want to do something now. You can't just kick it at the house no more. Ain't nobody trying to have a kickback. It's got to be something special.
Well, let's start with our girl in Kenosha. She's one of the regulars, called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, Tanya. I'm so fancy. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey. Happy birthday, Danny.
Aw, thank you.
It's little Danison's first birthday, DZ's son. Aw, so happy about that.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Tanya.
All right, Tanya, is Michaela the jerk for not bringing a gift?
So this one's pretty easy and clear cut for me. I have a kiddo in that age range, too. I think it was great that they were upfront and told you that you were going to need to send money to pay for the bowling. You don't know everybody's situation. That's totally fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's her friend, clearly. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that the little girl couldn't have made a friendship bracelet or stopped at dollar store.
Something.
Yes, you adjourn. Bring something.
Something. Mm-hmm. It's the thought that counts. And if you committed to going.
Mm-hmm. Because we're punishing the kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, where's the party favors? Dude, they're not even paying for the party.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
My brain just caught up to what we just said because we're punishing the kid. I don't necessarily feel we're punishing the kid. The kid still had the experience of their friends coming. The present is just the cherry on top.
They're
not necessary. Presents aren't mandatory.
It's not a punishment.
Because the kids just want to be with their friends.
Right. Thoughtful.
Right. It's the thought.
And it just has to be something from the heart. You could easily make a cute card or an art project or a friendship bracelet. They're at that age where they all have grasp. Oh, my God.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Well, they all got acrylic pens nowadays.
You're right. Can't you just post them on your story and give them flex that way? Isn't that a thing
Can't y'all collab on a post? Aren't y'all these kids influencers?
Send a happy birthday shout out on social media. They'll love it. I mean, come on.
Why are we on these kids' necks like that? Leave these babies alone.
And I'm the one who won't do birthday shout outs.
Tanya, hysterical. What are we doing? Oh, my goodness.
All right, Tanya.
It's true. Yeah, she's a jerk, though, for sure.
All right, for sure. Starts it off.
Thank you, Tanya.
Bye.
Monica in Milwaukee texted in, said, yes, the jerk. She knew there was not going to be food and had to pay for her daughter. Feed your child beforehand, buy a birthday card, and make sure your child has her own money to buy her something else while there.
That could have been the present. Hey, let me treat a milkshake or something. Aww. Do kids still drink milkshakes?
I don't know. Well, my kids do, but that's because we go to Culver's every third day.
Of course kids still drink milkshakes. We ain't that old, Allie, and milkshakes never die.
That's right. Rico's in Milwaukee. Let's see what he thinks.
Rico.
Loves to give himself a shout out, Rico.
Good morning, Whippa.
Hi, Rico.
Good morning. I've been trying to get on the phone for a while. Go ahead, though. I'm going to say she's not the jerk because here's the thing.
Uh-huh,
with bowling, you got to spend so much money in that, and it's 6 o'clock. I mean, come on. All the kids probably at dinner already. You could have been courteous enough to at least have a cake there.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, the kid doesn't have to suffer for, you know, the parent's mistake, but... It's just a simple fact that is like, I went to go take my kid bowling and it's like 40, 50 bucks.
Thank you, Rico. This is what I was trying to tell DZ. Bowling is not the 25-cent game we used to play when we were kids anymore, my guy.
I know that.
It's crazy.
50 cents of bowling, okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll jump back to 1992.
I mean, honestly, that's when it was a quarter a game.
Why you got to age this, Rico?
DZ wasn't even
come on,
alive.
Now I'm 41.
Wait,
let's go.
Rico, DZ wasn't even alive. What year were you born? 93?
83. I was in 83.
But DZ was 93, so he wasn't even alive in 92.
I still remember the quarter games.
Anyway, all right, Rico. So you say not the jerk, though.
No. You're already spending all the money. You give me some cake. I need that.
Give me some cake. I need that. Quote it.
Well, it costs $5 to make a Betty Crocker cake. Let's be real.
Exactly. Go get a box in a Dollar Tree and make one up. Mm. You know, you can get two of them for $2.50. I mean, geez.
Now we're helping them. You know what, Rico? We're helping too much.
We're doing too much. Rico, you already answered. You said not.
I know.
Thanks, Rico.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Peace,
have a good
man.
Day.
You too. Glad you got in.
Casey wrote in from Muskego and said, I don't think either party is the jerk. See, Casey, and this is why you don't get to call in. You got to pick a side.
You Midwest nicer.
They said both hosting a party and getting a gift can be expensive. It was mutually agreed upon that everyone covers their own and gifts aren't expected. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Casey says it's okay. Neither's the jerk.
Received is respected.
We're split down the middle, and somebody's got to be the jerk now. So let's go to Whitney in Milwaukee.
Whitney, good morning. You the tiebreaker.
tiebreaker.
Hi, Whitney.
Good morning.
Well, which way are we going?
She is a jerk.
Oh, go on.
So life is expensive right now. So to pay for like multiple teenagers to come bowling and stuff, if she knew ahead of time, she could have threw $20 in a card for that kid.
Thank you.
And
maybe yeah, not even 20.
I hear everybody saying something about like a birthday cake. My boys turned 13. They were like, Mom, please do not get me a cake. Like, we are not singing happy birthday. So maybe this teenager was like, yes. I don't want to do a cake.
That was my thought.
Thank
was that,
you, no, Whitney.
I crossed that place because Owen's 13 where I went, they don't want to open
attention.
Presents
don't
in front of people. And they just want to, all they want is to hang out with their friends.
Don't look at me. Let me be with my people.
I don't
That's
want
it.
Cake. I don't want presents. Just let me hang out with my friends and leave me alone.
Don't even acknowledge my birthday.
Kind of.
Basically.
Right,
kind
exactly,
of.
Yes.
Kind of. They're at that age. They don't think we're cool.
Right.
But they're the coolest thing walking,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. And they're like, okay.
But we're cool enough to pay for their party.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, well,
amen.
Yeah. That's a whole nother.
And their zit cream. But another day for another
time. Oh, we've all been there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Whitney.
Have a good one.
You too. She works it out.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Gifts aren't expected. And I personally threw my son's birthday at the bowling alley, and it was $9.75 with food. And then they said, and Allie, you buy gifts for both kids, so your opinion's void, LOL.
Yeah, Allie, you don't get to. You actually don't get to qualify
Look,
for this one.
Either I show up with gifts for all the kids or none. We've established that.
That
so.
Part. No, that part. All no, right. Today works it out.
Jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk for not bringing the 13-year-old a gift, even though there was no, you had to pay for everything. That was the story.
This was a head scratcher,
man.
This
is
just
awkward.
Stop going to birthday parties.
Stop. Just, yeah. No thanks. Not interested. Don't call it a birthday party. The end.
Don't call it a comeback.
Okay, I want to talk about this local story that has been made national news about this guy faking his own death in Watertown. It's insane.
You were telling me about this.
I know, but before we get to that, because it's like a sad story and there's like children involved, so we're going to handle it carefully. But before that, we have to give away some tickets, okay? So let's take caller 28.
Okay.
Because this week, we're giving you a chance to hang out with Peter Billingsley at the Pabst Theater. Do you know who that is? He's Ralphie from The Christmas Story.
If you haven't seen The Christmas Story,
come on.
414-533-1037.
Caller 28. You're going to see Peter Billingsley and watch A Christmas Story with him at the Pabst Theater. Good luck. Okay, I'm into it. The new song from The Weeknd, Dancing in the Flames. I'm liking it.
I ain't been mad at it.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Sherry's on the phone. And Sherry's one of our regulars.
Sherry.
She just earned a theme
Sherry?
Song. Yes. Sherry.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Sherry, girl, all I got to say is you have mastered our phones because you are caller 28.
Hey, yes.
Girl, listen to this. This is what's going to happen on December 28th, 3 days after Christmas. You're going to go to the Pabst Theater and you're going to watch A Christmas Story. And Peter Billingsley, Ralphie, is going to be there with you. How cool is that?
Super excited. That's my favorite all-time Christmas movie.
Hey, bruh, and this is a conversation for another time, but there are so many Christmas movies. To say that this is top tier for you, that's huge.
Yep.
Huge.
Well, and Sherry, how much of a fan of A Christmas Story are you? Do you own the lamp? Do you own the leg lamp?
Oh, ooh.
I'm breaking in and out.
Oh,
she can't hear.
So, Sherry, do you own the leg lamp? My brother-in-law owns the leg lamp. They love it.
I actually wanted to get like a mini like village.
Yes.
They had at Macy's years ago the whole movie.
Oh, she's a super fan. She wanted the whole little tiny town, bro. She's just trying to get Ralphie out the pole and all, bro.
Right.
Well, I know what I'm buying Sherry now. I'm buying her a leg lamp next time I gotta buy her a gift.
I hear Hobby Lobby out there slinging them things.
For real. Sherry, you're going to hang out with Peter Billingsley and watch
Thank
the Christmas
you
story.
You're
so
welcome.
Have a great time. Somebody from the station will be in touch, and if they don't call us, we'll find them, okay?
We'll punk somebody.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
So we'll do that again tomorrow, same time. And you can still get entered to win tickets to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour because the closing night is December 8th in Vancouver. We're sending you, just for listening for an hour on the Odyssey app, get you entered to win.
It's the closing night?
It's the closing night.
So we're sending you to something special. Like, not to call it regular
she's
night.
She's going to go crazy that
she's
night.
She's about to go. It's all out. I mean, I'm talking about release the Kraken, all the pyrotechnics,
dude,
send the drones.
The fact that this girl puts on a three and a half hour hour show is telling of her work ethic, and I'll just leave it at that.
Let me find out. This is about to be a 5-hour show just because she goes crazy.
I would die.
Can we go?
No, we cannot. But you can if you listen to the Odyssey app. Good luck. Okay.
We can't. You can.
We need to talk about this because it's making national news.
Okay.
And I saw it the first day it broke, and then I asked you yesterday about it, and you go, I don't know anything about this. Yeah, and I understand.
Hard flip. New topic,
everybody.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And okay. I actually, even now, you were talking about it yesterday, and I was like, what?
You still don't know the whole story.
Okay. I had questions, and I don't have enough answers because this ain't in my algorithm.
So, and it's in mine now because I clicked. There's a guy from Watertown, and there are people listening, I guarantee, that know this guy because this is a local story that's making national news, mm-hmm. who they believe faked his own death because the layers to this, and I want to be very careful because when I read about this, I see it on social media, and people are like laughing, and they're like, ha ha. I'm like, this isn't funny because there are children involved. There's a wife who thought her husband was dead. Mm-hmm. There are kids who thought their father was dead. This is not funny. In fact, it's disgusting what this guy did, if this is true. Okay, so he's from Watertown. He's a kayaker. They find his kayak flipped over one day. Okay,
so he kayaks professionally?
I guess. Well, I don't know.
Like a hobby? Whatever.
Yeah,
but, okay, but kayaker.
Brian Borgwart. I don't care. I'm going to say his name because it's all over the internet now. He's a married father of three. He's been missing since August, okay?
Dang.
Here it is. He went for a fishing trip on Green Lake, okay? It's about an hour north of his house in Watertown. Let me lay it all out for you, okay?
Got it.
And now they think he faked his own death. He's 44. They searched for him for 54 days, thinking he drowned and his body was at the bottom of the lake.
The lake he was at, right.
Well, they searched.
They searched and searched.
Went, something's right here. This guy's not in this lake.
Nothing.
They went and they went, something's off.
Well, and the technology nowadays is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. you can basically graph and sonar a lake from above.
So then the authorities start investigating. This is all a guy in Watertown out by Econimalk, guys, if you don't know where Watertown is specifically. But he's 44. So then they start digging into this guy who went missing in August and find out that he had transferred funds to a foreign bank account.
Uh-oh.
He had changed his email and been communicating with a woman in another country, Uzbekistan. And then, you ready for this? He took out a $375,000 life insurance policy in January for his family. Like, almost like he was preparing to fake his own death. This guy. Hate this guy so much right now. So now, because I know how much the family's gone through.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm feeling so awful for this wife and kids. So I'm like, when I see people laughing, I'm like, this is not funny. These are people.
Where I had to control my laugh was when you said he had been talking to this woman from Uzbekistan.
It sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a scam.
This will be a Netflix documentary, however it ends. Like, I promise you guys, this will be a documentary when it's all said and done.
It sounds like my mans was out here really getting finessed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like it was a fake person or something, but there's people will scam you from across the globe.
It's crazy.
And there is a whole network of individuals that are dark, bro.
Well,
y'all don't even know.
Same thing. My first thought was he was just dumb and wanted to leave his wife for some chick in another country. But in another country, though?
That's wild.
Well, it's dumb as hell. But I don't want to go crazy, but we've seen guys do crazy things that when they want to get out of their situation, and women too.
Anybody's liable. Yep.
So
I follow.
Fast forward now. So now they have to piece all this together, right? Like, hold on, something's not right. This guy clearly went to another country and moved money.
They found him.
No.
We still don't have any eyes on this guy.
They think he's in Eastern Europe. That's all we know right now. And so now this story is picking up national news because it's so crazy. But it's literally a local story out of Watertown. This guy's 44. They found, you ready for this?
What?
His keys, his wallet, his license. He left everything in his car to make it look like he was. And how did he get to another country, you're wondering?
I mean, obviously, if he left everything behind.
There's more.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
How did he get, like, what about the passport?
Everything.
Why wouldn't we know where he is, right?
How are you getting out the country? And I'm not saying I don't have an inkling.
Well, I'll tell you next. I'll tell you. This story is crazy. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I will tell you the rest next because there's more.
Oh, my goodness.
And this story is continuing to develop. We don't know where this guy is. And I feel feel awful for this family.
Why am I invested like I'm watching a TV drama?
Because you're going to be. It's going to be a Netflix documentary. It's,
yeah, you're right. You
so anyway, I'll tell you more next. I mean, this is wild, right?
I got questions. I don't know if I want answers.
Same. Kiss FM. Oh, this story's crazy. 103.7 Kiss FM. Destiny in Milwaukee's mad that we played a song. She's like, no commercial, no song. Just keep telling the story.
You know that's not how Allie works.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. So basically, we're talking about this local story that's nuts about this guy who lives in Watertown, and he went kayaking and basically faked his own death is what we're discovering. But they searched for him for 54 days. He went missing in August. He took a kayaking trip. I put that in parentheses to Green Lake and then went missing. So they combed this lake. They combed this lake. Nothing.
So what gave it away that this man was like not actually dead, right?
That's a great question. I think it was because they had searched this lake so many times and they went, he's not in there. So that made them dig deeper into like the internet, because he had left all of his belongings in his car. He left his keys, his wallet. So immediately at first, everyone's thinking he's just dead. He drowned, but he didn't.
Or think if he didn't drown, he's still out in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. What if he got injured? Something happened and he wasn't in the water, out, right?
But then I told you, remember, if you heard before, I just said he had changed his email. He had moved funds to a foreign bank. He had been communicating with a woman in Uzbekistan. He took out a $375,000 life insurance policy. They think he's somewhere in Eastern Europe. So now the passport, this is where the questions start.
Yep,
like, how does he get to another country and we don't have his passport tracked? Well, because let me tell you how they thought he was dead. You guys, they weren't searching for the passport.
Right.
So now they're searching for these things. They find out that he had reported, he had basically gotten another passport behind his wife's back.
Got new identification, basically.
Said it was lost and got a new one.
Mm.
So that when he went missing, they'd say, his passport's right here. He didn't leave the country. Because nobody knew he had gotten a new one until the authorities started looking.
You start running the numbers.
And then they find out on like, I don't know what the date was, August 13th or something, he scanned his new passport in Canada.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He was on the run. He was faking his own death. Are you following?
Oh.
He's totally faking his own death. So now we're sure, right? Now we have enough information to go, this is not right. So it's making national news that this guy that lives in Watertown, Ryan Borgwart, whatever, feels so awful for his family and children because he just, what is wrong with you?
So
what is what? I feel so bad.
Someone texted in, and I'm wondering if you've maybe seen this. They asked, did you see the TikTok of the man being interviewed asking a girl for advice if he should move to Uzbekistan to meet a woman? People are saying that it could be that Ryan.
I have no idea.
Yo.
That's icky.
I mean,
I do see the text of somebody said he changed his hard drive the day before he vanished. That is another great piece of information to this crazy story. He did. They found out he basically erased
his life
from his hard drive the day before the guy, quote, drowned.
Ooh, son, this is worse and worse by the day, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not laughing at this, but this is almost comical on how many layers this has.
I mean, and what this guy just thought, they'll think I'm dead. My family will get $375,000.
How far
and
did
then,
it? What?
And what a jerk. And then, I forgot this part. Thank you for everybody texting in details because I read all of this.
Oh, we're all paying attention now.
He bought a gift card for an airline. Thank you. Because all these things you might be thinking about as you start processing, going, well, how did he buy a plane ticket, right? If he used his real name, he bought a gift card.
Man.
See what I'm saying? So you see what I'm saying?
People,
this is crazy.
People will go to some extreme lengths to get out of something.
Somebody said men will literally do anything but go to therapy.
Hold on now. Because anybody's liable to do this. It ain't just men.
That's absolutely. There are women that do dumb stuff too and leave their family and act like dummies.
Exactly.
Whoever said the family's on the hook for the search fees, I don't know about that, but I would fly to Uzbekistan and find him my damn self at that point.
Oof.
And be on. His wife? Oh my God.
At this rate, I'd be in Uzbekistan planning a hair transplant and a funeral because we go throw some hands.
This guy ain't right. I mean, this is crazy. And I feel so this is not funny. I just wanted to say that because as someone, well, look, it's scary as hell when your partner, one, you think they're dead. Think about all the layers of of trauma this family has gone through for this clown who left his family. They are now traumatized from thinking their dad's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then they find out he's not dead. He just abandoned us. The layers of messed up this whole thing is and how much trauma this guy has caused because he wanted to go be with some internet ho. I don't even know what it, I don't even, who cares? It doesn't even matter. It's
this man
crazy.
Is sick.
He's sick.
This man
he's
is sick.
Sick as hell.
And he went quite through, frankly.
Think about DZ since January. He bought a life insurance policy in January. For 8 months, he was planning his own death. Are you nuts?
That is sick.
That's sick.
And
seeing your family every day while you're doing
to
it,
to be
you
able
sicko.
To do that and methodically go about your day, to me, doesn't show anything mm-hmm. but a mental illness. And I hate to put it like that because I know it's a sensitive topic, but there is no way he doesn't have something wrong. How far did he think he was going to get with the life insurance? He really thought he was going to get away with this. Allie, he thought he was going to get away with this.
Yeah, because somebody texted in and said, did his family get the insurance policy?
No!
We know he's not dead, you guys, and so does the insurance company. Everybody knows he's alive. That's the problem.
And if they did get the bread, guess who immediately had to give the money back?
The family could not keep it. He's not dead.
Whoa.
There's definitely going to be jail time if they find him. I would never, he's going to be on the run for the rest of his life unless they find him.
Is it illegal to fake your own death?
Yes! All the resources, and I think the authorities said,
I don't know.
The authorities said they didn't even know yet what the charges would be if they found him, but I guarantee they're going to slap everything on, because think of all the resources, 54 days of searching a lake, thinking a guy's dead, being worried about a guy who's literally living with a new, are you kidding me?
Honestly,
I hope he got to Uzbekistan, and I hope it was somebody else and he got scammed. I swear to God.
And now the next issue is, if he is in Uzbekistan and got scammed, out of whatever money he did take,
is he even alive? He might be dead now on his own.
Bruh, I don't want to go there, but listen, he might have put himself in a far worse predicament thinking he was trying to just escape and get up out of there.
Somebody said all of that plus fraud. Somebody else texted in and said, that's some sort of sociopath. Yeah, beyond sociopath. They said this man has literally no emotions. Well, if he does, he's on another planet with them, boy.
Yeah.
So in conclusion.
Not even, it's still developing.
It's not even, you're right. But if you're just tuning in, you're going, what are they talking about? It's this guy who lives in Watertown with his wife and kids who tried and failed
miserably
to fake his own death.
You could just leave. You could just say, this isn't it, and life will be okay. This man really went to the greatest lengths.
This is like, you see these documentaries of craziness that these guys or women or whoever do to leave their family. We've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you could have just said, I want out.
Right.
You could have just said, I'm having an affair and be hated for that.
It
would
have been the toughest thing.
But instead, you went to all these places, like getting a new passport.
This man made a hard life harder. And I guarantee you, his life couldn't have been that hard.
Well, and somebody said, the new girl might not even know about his family.
You think a woman in Uzbekistan has any care or interest about family when a guy in America, let me explain this from an immigrant standpoint.
Yeah.
A guy in America is saying, and possibly, I don't know, this is all speculation, I can take care of you, we can start a new life, I'll bring my money, we'll live there, eventually we'll come back, I'll get you your green card, America, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was saying, but gassing is gassing. And when you're somebody in a foreign country, depending on what your financial structure is in that infrastructure of the country you live in, you going, oh yeah, milk and honey, baby, bring me to the promised land. America, America.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what she was knowing. We don't know what she believes. We don't know if she even cares.
Everybody's saying, what if he didn't know about his kids? I promise you, if he went through all that, he hid his whole family and kids. There's
guaranteed.
No way.
Guaranteed.
Tony in Milwaukee said, how do you know his family wasn't in on it? Because they spent 54 days searching a lake for him, Tony. Come on.
You think the kids aren't on the plan?
Come on, Tony. No, I mean, it's a fair question. You know what?
We're making light.
I shouldn't have said that.
At this rate, maybe the kids are the masterminds. We don't know.
Well,
not funny.
Somebody said, I know his family. The insurance doesn't pay out. It's DZ. The insurance doesn't pay out for 7 years because there was no body found.
That's got to be huge. You got to have remains, a body, of course.
Somebody said his family did a press conference and said, we forgive you. Please come home. And then they wrote, I never could forgive that. Because here's the thing.
Tough.
Here's the thing.
Oh, that's tough.
That's somebody's dad.
That just gave me chills.
So, like, think about this. God. No matter how much we are mad at this guy, it's somebody's father, and that's their
they
dad.
They want their family.
They want their dad.
They want their
and
father.
And she wants her husband, no matter how sick he is.
She might. Well, she just might.
I don't know what she wants. I can't speak for that family, actually.
These kids guaranteed.
But I feel bad for everyone.
They want their father.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
Well like, you know what? We'll keep you updated, because now it's all over the national news. If you haven't seen this story about this guy faking his own death from Watertown, Wisconsin, you're going to see it now.
If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, DZ. How's it going?
It's going.
It's your son's first birthday, officially November 13th. Danison turned one today.
It's a wild day, G, just because so much going on, so much has happened already throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, literally from the start of the morning through now, it's like, go, 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 go. And I'm like, whoa, the day ain't going to stop.
You had a crazy day.
And I got a Bucks game later.
Oh, geez. So you helped a woman on the off ramp at 5 a.m. And then you came to work. And then you had paper stuck in your Sherpa jacket because your wife had a tissue in the laundry. And now you've got a Bucks game tonight. So you're going to be very busy.
So much.
And you're on the entertainment staff at the Bucks. So that's why you work the games, too. You see them if you go to Bucks games.
You see me on Bucks TV every now and again doing something fun.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, get ready for your life now that Danison's won. It's only downhill from here because...
Thank you.
Isn't that very positive? Because I got checked by my own children.
What do you mean?
I mean, I got put in my place, Owen.
Talking about kids. You're in an older stage in life, so
And you know, Owen turned 13 on October 25th.
Right, so he's a teen.
And Hudson's 11. He turned 11 on September 4th because he's a New Year's Eve baby. Yeah, I said what I said.
The preteen.
And so basically, I was with Owen. Let me just tell this story.
Okay. Let me get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable. When I got an email saying there's a band fundraiser at Culver's tonight. You know those, how the schools do them all the time?
We go to Aaron's all the time.
Exactly, because your wife's a teacher.
Chick-fil-A, Culver's, Chipotle, wherever, we pulling up.
Mm-hmm. So I get the email that says fundraiser at Culver's. I'm like, say less. Culver's is cooking, baby.
Tempt me with not cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. What? I'll see you there.
So I said, Owen, there's a band fundraiser. Oh, okay, yeah. He's like, can we go? I go, of course. Duh. Let's go. So we got to go inside.
He's still in band, right?
Yeah, he
okay,
is.
Well,
he's playing the tuba now.
Oh.
He's playing the bass and orchestra.
So we made a switch.
We switched to tuba, and his first concert's in a couple weeks. You want to come?
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
let's go.
Yes. Yes. Allie,
you wanna,
yes.
Okay, you're invited.
Bet.
I'll give you the date.
Oh, bet.
Literally in a couple weeks.
Oh, you are in for a treat, my boy.
Band and orchestra concert coming soon.
Do they allow vuvuzelas for cheering or no?
I don't know. We'll start it.
I'll bring it.
I don't know what that means, but...
From the World Cup.
Oh!
Those big old loud things.
Dude, it's us. We can... Well, yes, they allow it.
Perfect.
Listen.
We'll be there.
So anyway...
Yeah.
So we're at... We go to Culver's, and there's all these kids in like... aprons who some work. I didn't realize they were from the band helping out for the fundraiser. They were in Culver's aprons.
Oh, there's band kids working
behind the
counter?
Well, no, they were kind of standing there to deliver food to people if you bought.
Okay, so they weren't letting them actually touch anything. It was more just like hand it to your friends.
But like a weird 7th grader, awkward 13-year-old boy, Owen doesn't say anything to any of these kids.
You just walk in.
So I assumed he didn't know them. And then we order the food. I make a donation to the band. We wait for the food. And as we're standing there, I go, oh my God, that kid has the same shoes as you. He goes, I know, Mom. I sat next to him on the bus once. And I go, you know them?
You're thinking they're workers.
And he's like, yeah, I know them. They're from the band. What do you think we're doing here, Mom? And I go, you didn't even say hi. You're in band with these people?
How am I supposed to know that you just know? What?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know?
So I start to realize that Owen's not like me and you. We're outgoing. I was friends with everybody. I rotated from all the cliques. And you can imagine us in high school and junior high.
We're social butterflies.
I was friends with everybody. And their mom.
Even if we didn't like talking, we were talking.
I rotated all the time. So, and we're like that in adulthood. We have a lot of different types of friends, I feel like. It goes into adulthood.
Yeah, it does.
So we're standing there and I'm like, oh, just remember, he's a little more awkward than he's socially
reserved. He's more socially reserved. Yeah.
So I try not to embarrass him. So we're standing there by the soda machine, la-di-da-di, and I said something that made me laugh, and I laughed, and you know my laugh. It's like,
Allie made herself laugh.
I know, right?
Crazy. So you did that laugh.
That laugh.
So you did that laugh.
That one. And I cried, clapped and everything and hit my knee.
The old knee slapper,
boy. And he goes, stop it. And I go, what? I'm like, I'm just laughing. He goes, you're doing it. And I go, doing what? He
says, what's it?
He goes, you're bringing attention to yourself.
No.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
And I go, wait, what? And he goes, you're doing it again. You're bringing attention to yourself. It's embarrassing. And I go,
uh-oh.
All I was doing was laughing. He goes, yeah. And it's embarrassing and loud. And I go, wait.
My
I go,
boy,
so
pick
now,
your next words wisely.
Right. So now I'm like, wait a second. So I stop and I look at him and I go, okay.
You stop laughing real quick.
So I wait until we got in the car. So I had to process, right?
Right.
And I'm like, wait a second. So we get in the car and I go,
let's get up out of Culver's first and then we'll talk.
So I get in the car and I go, hold on. I have something to say. And he goes, oh, Lord. Owen's like, here comes the mom lecture.
And I just know he's in the passenger seat like, oh my goodness.
Wanting to die, wanting to get out of the car. And I go, listen, I've been thinking about what you said and I don't really want to embarrass you, but I don't appreciate you trying to dim my shine.
You said that?
Yeah. I said, I feel like you're trying to dim my personality and I don't like it. And he goes, what? And I go, I'm just being myself. And when I laugh, I don't even realize how obnoxious it is. I understand it from one side. Your mom's doing this. And you're 13.
At a fundraiser with a restaurant full of your peers.
So part of me's like, I understand why that might be embarrassing. But the other part of me's like, I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knows I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
And if you go to school with them.
Yeah.
And my laugh and my voice. And it's like,
we're recognizable enough to where if you hear us, somebody's going to go, are you?
Well, I'm like, Owen.
Even the laugh, bro. It's crazy.
Owen's 7 feet tall. Well, of course they're going to recognize us.
Right.
I'm like, what do you want me? Now, Owen's so tall, we walk into places and I see people immediately look at him because of his height alone.
He's tall. Oh, yeah, just his height alone. So, they might not even know that it's y'all.
Yeah.
And they just go,
height.
Dang, that's a really tall
kid. That's a tall kid.
Think he's probably about 18. No.
No.
He's 13.
So, I don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
But he told me my laugh is embarrassing and I get it because my sister does it and I always laugh at her when Jenny, my dorky sister, goes, and I'm like, oh, you're such a dork. And I'm like, don't do that.
Y'all got the same laugh.
We got the same laugh, right? So, DZ, I ended it with, don't dim my shine, because I felt like he was trying to hold me down. But I'm also coming back to this place we've talked about in this show before where I've said, do I need to tone it down and not, am I obnoxious is what I'm trying to get at.
See, but the thing is, you were not any different in any other setting.
I felt like he was saying I was trying to get attention. I was just, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know me. I was just being myself.
And I'm trying to think of this from O standpoint, being a young man going through the changes that he's going through.
How do I?
He's currently trying to establish his own lane.
Mm.
I'm sorry, OG. I'm going to tell you like this. You might not want to hear it.
Tell me.
You have cast a large shadow, okay?
All my kids.
Yes.
So they don't. Oh.
There may be certain expectations and not everybody wants to fit into certain molds.
Mm.
Owen doesn't want to fit into this everybody come talk to me, everybody come say hi.
He's shy.
Oh, hi, Owen mode. Mm. He's a very friendly kid.
He's honestly, like keeping it real, he's like his dad.
But he's introverted.
I am, you know my personality and I think you can agree, Hudson's me.
Yeah.
Hudson's very outgoing.
Very much so.
He'll stand on
hey,
a table.
Queen.
Yeah. He'll be like, stand on a
Slay.
Table and sing. He should be in theater.
Yeah.
And Owen is shy, reserved.
Studious.
He's his dad.
Yeah.
He's literally,
for sure.
He carries his dad's personality.
No, for sure.
They're different.
And I don't know your
ex-husband.
You don't
know my ex,
No, but I could see that. Knowing how you are and seeing how your young is,
mm-hmm.
and then seeing how your oldest is, different.
He's much more type A. He's always on time. He's like, we got to be early to everything.
Yep, methodical.
And I'm like, screw that.
Yeah.
That's his dad.
He walks into an establishment. It doesn't necessarily want to say hi to everybody that he knows. He'll give you the eye contact, maybe give you the thumbs up,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to keep it pushing to his seat. And then when you've got a mother like you.
It
can be overwhelming. And I'm speaking just from the thoughts of the conversation that I think he's getting overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
with you in public. And I'm trying to talk to you for real. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I want this advice. Especially because you're a guy. Not to make it a gender thing, but it does make a difference. I never had brothers. I don't know how to raise sons.
Gee.
I have no idea.
My mom by no means is an extroverted individual. She's actually more the introvert in my parents' dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But my mother will always have somebody that knows her stop and talk to her. And as a kid, you know it's annoying when you sit there for 10 extra minutes when you've already been trying to leave because your mom is yapping, talking.
And
parents.
I do this everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
That's another issue.
I remember feeling like, man, this is so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
My mom be doing too much. We don't have to talk to all these people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But our mothers are amazing. And
yeah, but
they're easy to get frustrated with because they're the ones that usually love and care for us the most. Not saying dads don't, not saying dads don't, but it's a way different dynamic between fathers and sons, specifically sons, and mothers and sons.
Yeah.
Right?
It is true.
He's going to be annoyed with you for all of for, 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're and right.
And then need you for and the next 5 years straight.
All the time does
and
that
then be
to
annoyed
me.
For another 5 minutes and then need you for the next yeah. 5 years
it's
straight.
It's like when he comes down the stairs and I go, oh, and he goes, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, excuse me? What? And he goes, hey, can you get some pizza at the store? You know, right. I'm like, excuse me?
He's going through so much.
A lot of stuff.
I got a piece of advice, actually.
You do?
Yeah, I got a piece of advice.
What
that
is
I think
it?
I can help you with this.
This is like a what would DZ do
kinda,
almost.
Kinda.
I love this.
I do feel like I got some for you. I think you should give him the space to be an individual.
And separate myself.
Separate yourself. What I mean by that is, obviously, you and Hudson, pair. Y'all always do stuff kind of like.
You see it. Hudson's my buddy. It. We go do
hip.
Stuff together.
Hip
yeah.
to hip, for sure. And
totally.
That's cool. That's great.
Because we're both clowns.
I'm not saying stop doing stuff with Owen.
Yeah.
Give him
his
now
space.
With his age the expression and the ability to say, Mom, I want you to stay in the car. Mom, can we just go through the drive? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I knew it. Dang it. I shouldn't have said nothing.
I'm gonna fake cry. I'm actually sad.
He's at that stage.
He is. He's I gotta remember
evolving.
What it's like to be a teen.
And he doesn't look 13.
People, no, he looks 17.
People will mature him in their mind and mature him in his presence just because he doesn't look the age he is. So
his
he
whole
might
life,
mature.
They've expected more from Owen his whole life because he looks big, and I'm like, he's 13, leave him alone.
Just
he's
wait,
not 17.
Wait till
yeah.
he starts growing facial hair, bro. I was 13. I started growing the mustache, all that facial hair stuff. Everybody assumed I was always older than I was, and it matured me faster than I not necessarily was ready for, but it just matured me faster because everybody always thought I was older.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was always the youngest in the crew. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought I was the oldest.
Yeah, because the energy you carry.
Owen's going through some of the same stuff, and he's an old soul in spirit.
Owen is a very old soul. He'll sit down and talk to you about history.
Mm-hmm. He'll be treated as such. You gotta start talking to that man like a grown young man. Not a grown man, grown young man. Give him that leeway, give him that option. And it's not gonna be every time.
Yeah.
There's gonna be those moments where it's like, we're going into that band concert and we're bringing the Vuvuzelas. But
well,
if you got a fundraiser and you want me to stay in the car, okay, baby boy. I'll be here 20 minutes. Come back out. I'll be scrolling
right.
through the gram.
I'm trying, and it's going to take some self-control, which is something I work on.
Yeah, I feel that. We both.
I work on self-control.
Yep.
So it's going to take some. I did quiet down when he told me I was being embarrassing inside of Culver's, and I embarrassed him because I laughed too loud.
But did that
I took it to heart a little, and then I got in the car and went, don't dim my shine. Like, I started getting mad. Like, don't tell me what to do. But then I thought, let the guy live, like you said. Like, he's 13. Bella texted in from Kenosha. You remember how we were all at Santino's party on Saturday night in
Chippewa,
and you were at a wedding, so you couldn't come, and Bella was there. And she just reminded me of something that you just said.
What?
Because Bella said, be you, girl, and never anything less. Owen, just support your mama's sparkle. You'll appreciate it someday, probably when you're older. But then she wrote, just like at 10:30 on Saturday night. Okay, so we were out at Santino's birthday party. I had my kids on Saturday.
Okay.
So they wanted nothing to do with me when I left. They were like, bye.
Bye. See you later.
I went out with Santino, Bella, the crew.
Right.
And at 10:30, when the phone got shut off, guess who was calling me over and over and missed me and wanted
Screen
me to
time,
come home?
Phone time. Mom,
where are you? We need you. It's late. I go, you've been fine for 3 hours without me, and now you need me home?
All of a sudden, you can't get on the Wi-Fi, and now it's a problem.
It's the Wi-Fi. All of a sudden, you want Mom, don't you?
Oh, your tech ain't working now, huh?
You want to hang out, huh?
That's crazy.
So they wanted nothing to do with me, and Bella, thank you for reminding me that. And then at 10:30, it was like, Mom, come home. Where are you? And they were like, where are you? Are you almost home? Hudson's calling me in the car. Are you almost home? I'm like, I'm coming.
Don't worry about me.
But she's right. They didn't want me till they needed me.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That is a teenager at its best. So,
at the core.
All right. Well, DZ, thank you for counseling me. I know it's your son's first birthday, but I was flustered about Owen saying I'm embarrassing him. And I
Who
wanted to make sure I don't want to dim my shine, yet I want to be respectful of like a growing boy because I don't want them embarrassed by me.
Sure.
I
Who
don't.
Would? Nobody wants to embarrass
nobody.
Their Well, I love to
Actually,
embarrass
we
my
all
kids.
Do. But you know what I'm saying.
In a real sense, nobody wants to make their children feel embarrassed of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
100%.
We can be embarrassing. We don't want them embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we want them to grow up and feel safe, feel confident, go into the world and be amazing human beings. You got to give them a little space.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. We're going to embarrass them. Allie, we're going to embarrass
them. Okay, good. Then I feel better now. And Hudson, we're really going to embarrass because he's nuts.
Oh, he has no chance. Oh, we at his neck for sure.
Well, thanks, DZ. This has been great. I appreciate you.
I got you, dog. Come on.
Seriously, thank you.
That's what we're here for.
103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM.
And we like that.
So I am dying right now. We have to play. Did I say 103.7 Kiss FM? Allie and DZ, we were just listening to some of your voice messages off the air. I am dead. Let me pull these up.
Please do.
Because we got to play these on the air. So yesterday, we've been trying to tell you that we have this new feature on our app, the Audacy app, which is free, AUDACY. And a lot of you already listen to us on the app because we've evolved. Your phone is your radio. You can listen on CarPlay through the app. You can listen at work, anywhere, in your headphones.
And if you don't know, that's one of the better ways to win some of the stuff that we got for you, some of the cool stuff.
We're giving away Taylor Swift tickets to the last night of her Eras Tour in Vancouver. We're flying you there. If you listen for 1 hour on the app, you get an entry every day. So there's a new feature, though, where you can send us a voice message from the Listen Live page. And man, are you guys...
Y'all are something
you're
else.
You're delivering.
Yeah.
Because usually we get feedback on all kinds of things. So I'm going through yesterday's messages.
Yeah, we get a lot now. And now people are getting used to sending them out. Please keep sending them too.
You were on Am I the Jerk yesterday.
I was.
For the cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Of course I remember.
So there's two voice messages from yesterday I'm dying to play. Let's start with Bella in Kenosha.
Not the jerk, DZ. Ain't nobody be messing with my cheese curds. And they left you one courtesy.
I'd be mad too. You
not the jerk.
You can hear the radio in the background. So Bella says,
not the jerk.
Yeah, and then right above that, we got an even funnier voice message from Carl, who listens on the app in Indy.
Our boy.
You ready for this?
I don't know.
This guy made you a song, dude.
A what?
A song about the cheese curds.
Let's hear it.
Listen to this.
Okay, DZ. I just want to say something. Either you are the jerk or not the jerk in this song that I'm about to sing to you.
He's about jerkity, jerk, jerkity, jerk. Oh, you got a beat?
Not what you think. Get ready.
He loves his cheese curds.
Hey, hey.
But everyone took him.
Uh-oh.
And he was upset. But he is not the jerk.
Oh?
Definitely not the jerk.
Hey.
Not the jerk.
Bars. No, I'm not.
DZ's is not the jerk.
Nope.
Over cheese. Not the jerk.
My boy.
Wow, Carl. Carl. Wow, that was the best thing I've heard all week. And that's a big statement right there. This guy made you a whole damn song. I can't even. He must have had a keyboard out during this thing. I mean.
Over cheese curds, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
They have more creativity than I do. You do. Our listeners are more creative than we are put together.
I'm about to start crying because one, that's funny, and two, that was so just beautiful. I've never had anybody make me a song.
Aw, the thought.
Carl. Nah, for real, that was really thoughtful, and I appreciate you. You just don't even know what you did for my spirit. I could listen to that song all day.
Do you know what my favorite part is? Is that just when you thought it was over, like it would ramp back up. You think, oh, it's...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
He's going platinum.
Cheese curds, not the jerk.
We've only heard it once.
Can we play it again?
Oh, you think it's over? Oh, you thought it was over?
Not the jerk.
Okay, we'll stop for real, though. Carl, we love...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Of you. You can send us a voice message on the Odyssey app right on the 103.7 Kiss FM Listen Live page. You can also find our whole show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Show there as well every day.
Yeah, Carl's gonna be a hard one to follow up, but who's writing the next song?
I'm dying right now.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.